This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So there's this family, you know, husband and wife, they used to have a lot of conflict, a lot of problems, a lot of fights and argumentation. So they went to this one sheikh and they said to him that, you know, we've got this problem. And he spoke to the husband and the wife and found out the problem. And he realized what the problem is. They said, give us some wadifa, some reciting, something, you know, is there something to read or whatever? You know, or give us some, you know, they took some water, you know, can you just blow on this water so we can drink? So the sheikh was trying to explain to them that, look, these are real issues that you need to tackle. You need to sort out these, sit down, discuss them, you need to change your ways. No water blowing on it, whatever you pray, is just going to solve your problems. But they wouldn't take that as, you know, as an answer. They kept on persisting and insisting and saying, no, we want, you know, give us some water, you know, blow on it, read, you know, our problems will be solved. The sheikh said, okay, these guys are not listening, so what should we do? So what he did was he gave them some water. He knew what the problem was. So he gave some water and said, look, I've read some verses of the Quran and some hadith, some dua, etc. This you need to drink. I tell you the way you need to drink. What happens, what the problem was, he realized the root of the cause of their dispute was that the husband used to be outside the house and he used to work, as all husbands do normally outside. He used to come back stressed and, you know, he tired after a hard day's work from 9 till 5 or 9 to 6 job. He comes into the house and he's really tired. He needs somebody to look after him and somebody to, you know, take the burden and weight over from his head. But as soon as he comes, the wife saying, oh, but that thing's not done and that thing's not done and you didn't do this. And he said, relax, you know, I'm just tired, you know. As soon as you go in the house and the wife starts nagging like this, of course it's going to cause a problem. That was the main problem. And then he would retaliate and that's it. Fight, argument until they go to sleep. And he just continued and carried on. So these people, they weren't realizing, you know, this problem. So the sheikh said, okay, let's give you water, dumb, you know, a glass of, you know, bottle of water. He said, okay. The husband and wife were there. He said, look, I've done some good blowing on this water. I've read all sorts of stuff. You have to drink this water. He said to the wife, this is a very spiritual, you know, water. Now, the way to drink this is that as soon as your husband comes inside the house, you have to take a glass and put it in your mouth. And you have to keep the water in your mouth for 10 minutes. How many minutes? 10 minutes. Take your mouth full, okay? In your mouth. As soon, when you hear the keys, that he's come inside the house, water, is she gonna nag? 10 minutes, he's also, and he told him as well, when you come as well, when you see her, once she takes water, then you have to take water. So you go and take as well. Now she's angry, I have to do this. Nothing's happening. He said, you have to do this for like 3 to 4 months. Every day, as soon as he walks into the house, straight away, water in your mouth. There's no conflict. After 3-4 months, things started, you know, calming down. And they came to Sheikh, MashaAllah, you gave some very good water. I said, yeah, I know I gave you very good water. Some of the shuyukh, they actually do that. They just, because people don't take no for an answer. I know one Sheikh used to write this ta'weez, write a ta'weez. I'm not saying it's haram, you know, there's a fiqh behind ta'weez, amulets, whether it's allowed or not, you know, not everything is shirk and not everything is allowed. There's a middle way. But we shouldn't be over-reliant on these things. Our main means is dua, asking Allah. I mean, who's gonna solve our problems? Allah. I mean, the ta'weez itself, there's nothing in it. It's really Allah. So does Allah need a paper for us to put a paper? Allah, we can ask Allah with sincerity with our own words, it's enough. We don't really need that. Allah, at the end of the day, even the wazifa, remember, anything prescribed from the sunnah, if the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, such and such, read this after this prayer, without doubt, we do that. Other than that, those things that are based on experience, I'm not saying it's bid'ah or anything like that, but we must not be, you know, we must not give it too much importance. Because these things, at the end of the day, who is the one who is going to change? Allah. If you ask Allah, Allah, you know, please, you know, this particular problem of mine, please alleviate this, you know, difficulty from me. Allah can remove that. Allah doesn't need you to read something 346 times, you know, after Fajr and 432 times after Maghrib and make sure that it's one at night and one here and one there. Allah doesn't need all of that. Does Allah need that? Does Allah say, okay, only if you read 346, then if you do 345, it's not going to work. So ultimately it's Allah and we rely upon Allah and we have to deal with these problems.